All that remains is closing statements in the trial of Mohamed Mohamud. Jurors will soon decide whether the 21-year-old defendant was responsible for the bogus plot intended to kill thousands at Portland's Pioneer Courthouse Square, or whether the FBI lured him into it. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, April Baer reports.
The last witness to take the stand was a former CIA agent and professor of psychiatry, Mark Sageman. He discussed a four-year study he made of what makes some people associated with Islamic extremism turn toward violence. Sageman said he felt Mohamud was not likely to undertake a terrorist attack before he was approached by undercover agents, but he said the defendant became a threat during the course of the undercover operation. Earlier in the day, Dr. Elizabeth Kaufman told jurors about brain development through age 25. She explained that the areas of the brain that control inhibitions, strategy, and decision-making aren't fully functional until the mid-20s. Kaufman cited a phone conversation before the plot's action date. An undercover agent asked Mohamud if he was ready to leave town after the plan was executed. Mohamud replied that he wasn't packed and hadn't finished his laundry yet. I'm April Baer in Portland.